faster than a speeding bullet, more powerful than a locomotive, able to leap tall buildings at a single bound. Look, up in the sky.
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's Superman.
Yes, it's Superman, strange visitor from another world who came to Earth with powers and abilities far beyond those of mortal men. Superman, who can change the course of mighty rivers, bend steel in his bare hands, and who, disguised as Clark Kent, mild-mannered reporter for a great metropolitan newspaper, fights a never-ending battle for truth, justice, and the American way. But before we join Superman, here is an important message.
Fellows and girls, every day the city, state, and national offices of civilian defense organizations are swamped with letters from young people like yourselves. And most of these letters ask, what can I do, what part can I take in the national war effort? The writers of these letters are all too young to join the United States Armed Forces, too young to join any of the numerous home defense groups. And yet they ask, isn't there something we can do? Some of you listening now are no doubt among those who have written these letters. And I'll bet many of you who have not written have thought the same thing. Well, the answer is a very simple one, and here it is. You can do your part in civilian defense. You can help to win this war by buying war-saving stamps regularly. How does that help, you ask? How can my dime or 20 or 40 or 50 cents help to win this war? Well, that's easy, too. For instance, your dime, just 10 cents, will buy five 45 caliber bullets that can be used by our soldiers, sailors, or Marines to knock five Japs or five Nazis out of commission. And believe me, it's going to take a lot of those bullets to knock them all out and win the war. Another thing, 50 cents, which represents 5 10 or 2 25-cent war-saving stamps, will buy enough fuel oil to bring one of our destroyers a full mile closer to the Jap fleet in the Solomon Islands. And you know what happens when our Navy gets close enough to turn on the heat. And here's one more. Every fellow and girl in the United States bought at least 5 10-cent war-saving stamps every day, the amount of money they'd lend to the government would buy enough fighter planes and bombers to blast Hitler's Luftwaffe right out of the air. So remember that each and every dime is important, and that buying war-saving stamps is a very important way to help to win the war. And keep in mind their slogan. Repeat it often to your family and friends. Every time you've got a dime, buy a war-saving stamp.
And now the adventures of Superman. Superman and his companions, editor Perry White, Lois Lane, girl reporter, and Jimmy Olsen, copy boy, are now at a hunting lodge in northern Canada trying to clear up the weird mystery of the headless Indian, an apparition that has slowly been driving Perry White's friend Sebastian Beauvais out of his mind. Kent knows that Niles Graham, who is also staying at Beauvais' lodge, is the Laugher, a sinister character who is determined to get rid of Kent and his companions. In our last episode, Perry White had been attacked by a ferocious grizzly bear while in the woods with Jimmy. Fighting off the bear with only a hunting knife, he finally collapsed in the snow. As our story opens today, Perry White lies unconscious on the snow-covered ground as the angry bear on its hind legs, its arms outstretched, lumberingly moves toward Jimmy, who is unaware that Superman is on his way. Listen.
What can I do? If only Mr. Kent were here, or Superman. I'll have to run for help. He's coming after me. Superman, help me. Superman.
Glad to, Jim. Glad to.
Superman.
Oh, fainted dead away. Just as well he doesn't see what's going to happen here. Well, sorry to do this to you, old man. And this. And also this. One in the stomach won't do any harm. There, that took all the fight out of you. Now then, I wonder where... Great Scott, there's Mr. White lying in the snow. From the looks of it. Mr. White. Mr. White. Oh, no, no, it mustn't be. Oh, his pulse. I can still feel it. Oh, but that bear did a thorough job. His clothes are practically torn from his body. His face, his arms and chest. I've got to get him back to the lodge quickly.
Superman.
Nothing to worry about now, Jim. Look here, I've got to get your friend Mr. White back to the hunting lodge. I'll carry him on my back and take you under my arm. You all set?
All say.
And here we go. Up, up, and away!
Streaking through the air, grazing the tops of the tallest pine trees, Superman reaches the hunting lodge in a matter of seconds. He stops at the front door, deposits Jimmy on the hard-packed ground.
There.
You coming in, Superman?
No, I've other things to do. Get Beauvais to look at Mr. White right away. Good luck. Up, up, and away!
Leaping mackerel, he's gone. I gotta get Mr. White inside right away.
Jimmy, what? Mon Dieu.
What have happened now?
Mr. White and I got mixed up with a bear. Mr. White tried to fight off the bear.
No, don't explain. I can see what happened. We must get him inside quick. Oh, mon Dieu, c'est terrible, terrible.
I'll give you a hand.
Oui, oui. George, Henri, the medicine kit in my room. Get it quickly. Also, warm water. Plenty of warm water. Yeah. We put him on this couch. The bear, he do his work well.
Here comes Mr. Kent from upstairs.
Hello, Jim. Sebastian. What in the world?
Gee, he cannot hear you. Why did I ask him to leave Metropolis and come here? Last night he's almost killed. Today he looks up.
Oh, don't say that. There's still a chance. He still has a pulse.
How do you know?
What? Oh, well, I just assumed. This is no time for questions. What do you think had better be done?
I am thinking. Yes. It is the only thing to do.
Here is the medicine, Keith.
George, go back to my room and turn on the shortwave radio.
You are going to speak with Lake Mendel Station?
Oui, hurry. Oui.
What's this about a shortwave radio?
I have one in my room. I play chess with my friend Lieutenant Bennett at the Royal Mounted Police Station in Lake Minto.
You play chess with him?
Oui. Open that bottle of iodine. That's it. We must put iodine on these wounds or there will be infection.
Okay.
Yes, yes. Bennett of the Mounted, a great chess player. I, too, love the game. The long winter evening, every night, we play together by radio. Oh,
gosh, how do you do that?
The board is like a checkerboard. And each square have a number. We just call the numbers to each other.
What are you going to do when you get in touch with Bennett?
I'll find out if there is a plane coming in soon. We have got to get Perry to a doctor, and very quickly.
You sure he's that badly hurt?
I have 2, maybe 3 ribs broken. I can do nothing for him. He must have a doctor. Come, we carry him upstairs to bed. My room is across the hall from his, and the radio is there. By the time we get upstairs, the radio will be warm up.
All right, I'll take his feet. You take his head.
No.
Careful on the stairs.
That's right.
Okay. Golly, he looks awful, Mr. Kent. His face is so white. Except for those big claw marks.
Oh, he'll be all right, Jim. He'll be all right, believe me.
His room is just down here.
The radio here is ready, Sebastian.
C'est bon. All right, Monsieur Kent, in here.
Right.
Mon Dieu. Was there ever such trouble? All is so peaceful here 1 month ago. Now the headless Indian rides at night, and my friend Perry, he... All right, leave him on the bed. So, we go across to my room now. I talk to Bennett at the Mounted Station at Lake Minto.
I have made contact already. Bennett, he waits to speak with you.
Oh, I will throw the key. Hello, Bennett?
Hello, Sebastian. Don't tell me you want to play chess at this hour of the day.
No. Listen to me, my friend, and do not interrupt. I have great trouble here. One of my guests, my dear friend Perry White, he have been bad clawed and bitten by grizzly. We have got to get him to Ottawa quick. How soon you expect another plane?
There's a forest patrol plane here now. We'll hold it for you. It'll take you about 2 days to get here. Will your friend last that long?
He will have to.
Excuse me, I'll be right back.
Where are you going, Mr. Kent?
I thought I heard Mr. White groan. He may be coming, too. I'll be back in a minute.
Okay, I'll stay here.
White's still out cold in that bed there. This is a job
for Superman. Off of these clothes. So, now to gather him up in my arms. Careful. There we are. Open this window. So... Now, the question is, do I fly him to Lake Minto or straight to Ottawa? Well, it better be Lake Minto. Less questions to answer. Anyway, I've got to get back to watch Lois and Jimmy. Niles Graham is a dangerous man. Up, up, and away!
Lois and Jimmy must not be left unprotected, says Superman to himself. For the Laugher, or Niles Graham, as he calls himself, means to do away with them. But unknown to the Man of Steel, at the very moment he is carrying Perry White toward Lake Minto at the speed of light, Lois, unsuspecting, is deep in the forest with the Laugher. Listen.
I must say you're doing tremendously well, Miss Lane. Why, you have a better eye with the rifle than I am.
Yes, I did do pretty well with that last shot, didn't I?
You certainly did. Now then, let's see. Ah, good. There's an uncovered stone up ahead there. See if you can hit that.
I can try.
No, wait. Grasp the stock of the gun as firm as you can.
Yeah?
Yet without exerting too much tension.
Oh, I see.
And hold your cheek right against the gun.
Like that?
That's right.
Well, here goes.
Splendid. Beautiful shooting. By George, before the morning's over, Hello. What do we hear?
Oh, they look like footprints in the snow.
Of course. These must be the footprints made by your friends last night when they followed the headless Indian. Yes, see there? The marks of hoofprints.
Oh, I wanted to see that spot where they said the horse either plunged into the canyon or took to the air. Could we follow them?
Certainly. Come along.
I've never followed a trail like this before. This is exciting. Makes me feel like Sherlock Holmes.
Or Mrs. Sherlock Holmes. Oh, there's the canyon ahead, I believe. Yes, that's it, all right. Incidentally, I don't believe that story of Kent's.
What story?
Kent claimed that someone fired that shot at White from somewhere back in the woods.
Well?
Anyone who wanted to kill White could have gotten close enough through the thickness of the forest. Close enough to be sure of killing him without being seen. Well,
someone must have fired the shot. Mr. White was wounded.
Of course someone fired it. Kent himself.
I don't follow you, Mr. Graham.
I'm convinced it was an accident. Kent slipped while carrying the rifle, and then when the damage was done, was afraid to admit his mistake.
Oh, I don't believe that. Clark's he's somewhat of a physical coward, but I don't think he's a moral coward as well.
Maybe you're right. It's wrong of me to think anything like that of Kent. I'll tell you what I'd like to do, though.
What?
You stay here on the edge of this canyon just where White and Kent stood last night. I'll walk back into the woods and then see how close I can get to you without your seeing me.
All right.
It won't take long to do.
Don't hurry. We've got all day.
On the contrary, Miss Lane, I like to get these things over with quickly. I'll soon be deep enough in the woods where she can't see me, and then... Now then, let's see. Ah, yes. There she is, peering intently into the woods. She can't see me, but I can see her very plainly. Well, Superman, wherever you may be, here's one of your friends who won't get away. I couldn't see White too well in the darkness last night. But it's daylight now, and I've got a clear view of Miss Lane. Now then, to get her carefully lined up in the sight of my rifle. So. This time I can't miss.
Whew, what in the world is going to happen now? Even as the fat, bejeweled laugher fingers the rifle trigger, Superman, carrying Perry White on his shoulders, is flying in the opposite direction. What can save Lois Lane? Well, there's a big surprise in store for us Monday, so be sure to listen in then, and every day, Monday through Friday, same time, same station. Tune in and follow the adventures of Superman.
Well, there goes Superman until Monday. Meanwhile, don't let the weekend go by without buying your share of war-saving stamps. And remember what I told you at the beginning of this program, you fellows and girls who are too young to join the armed forces or any of the national defense organizations. You can do your part. You can help win this war by buying war-saving stamps regularly. So let's make a pledge right now to buy war-saving stamps. Talk it over tonight with Mother and Dad. Ask them to give you a dime every day or even every other day for war-saving stamps. And then buy some extra ones out of your regular weekly allowance. See if you can't get your friends to buy war stamps regularly, too. Or why not organize a war-saving stamp club right on your block in your neighborhood? Make this your club slogan. Every time you've got a dime, buy a war-saving stamp.
Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings in a single bound. Look, up in the sky. It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's Superman.
Follow the adventures of Superman every day, Monday through Friday, same time, same station. Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Action Comics magazine.
This is Mutual.